CBS News Brief. The House Homeland Security Committee has approved two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the crisis at the southern border. But UVA political analyst Larry Sabato says their aim is misguided.
This is extremely rare, and it's extremely rare for a reason. Secretaries in the cabinet respond to the president. They're appointees of the president. They follow the directives of the president.
Mr. Biden says he's decided on a response to a drone attack that killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says it'll be focused squarely on Iran.
We know that Iran continues to arm, equip, support, and train these militias.
CBS's Alexander Tin with a troubling new CDC report on preemie births.
Since before the COVID pandemic, the nation's rate of babies born before full term has been climbing. That's a worrying trend because babies are more likely to die or face complications when born before 39 weeks.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
We could see a little patchy fog right away this morning, then gradual clearing through the day, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. We'll get to 46 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 28 tomorrow. It will be partly cloudy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. It's time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Go start your day right with them. They're over at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WIRI. Hope you're having a good start to your day, everybody. We got good things to get to this morning. We got some requested music for you. We got a little bit of random facts about some music coming up. We're also going to get into some news and plenty more. Right now, I want to start off actually talking about this awesome contest that we have going on right now. We're kind of celebrating singles. We want to hear over here at WIRI on our Facebook page or call up at 423-1055, 715-423-1055. Call up, join the conversation. Let us know. Certainly, we want to know bullets you dodged, you know, things, situations that you got out of that maybe you look back and you count your blessings. You're pretty lucky on that one. But I was talking to a couple of listeners and they were like, well, I don't have any stories like that, which I questioned them about that. I'm like, are you sure? And then I got very jealous. Like how the person, one of the people I was talking to was about 42, 43, somewhere around there. And hadn't had a red flag, hadn't had a dead bullet. They died. Come on. That's that. I'm jealous of that. I'll be completely honest. I'm not a jealous person. I got jealous of that. That ain't right. That ain't fair. I guess I took them all. But we also want things that you are celebrating about being single. Now, that's another fun thing about this, and you can share with us and everything. Advantages of being single. How about that? We have some fun with it. You don't have to share sheets and, like, bed blankets. That's nice. I kind of like that. I move around a lot, though, so that doesn't really matter. But, yeah, there's things like that. You don't have to check in with anybody. You just do your thing, you know? There's a lot of advantages to it. There's advantages to all of these things, but celebrating singles is what we're doing around here. We want you to be able to have some fun with this. So jump on onto our WIRI Facebook page or call up and join the conversation, 715-423-1055. Or you can email me, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages, however you feel comfortable doing it. Get us your good reasons for being single or, you know, bullets you die. dodged as we celebrate singles here at WYRI. We are going to be doing this up until Valentine's Day. Now, on Valentine's Day, we will announce our winner, and we want to send a big shout out to our friends over at Family Natural Foods, sponsoring the segment and giving us an opportunity to celebrate singles. They've got a great gift for you. It is a beautiful basket, bunch of great stuff in there. You are going to enjoy. Be sure to join our friends over at Family Natural Foods when they open their doors at 9 o'clock at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And a big shout out to them. Let's go ahead and dive into our National Day of calendar for this January 31st, 2024. Goodbye, January. It was good knowing you. I did not even get the chance to know you. Did anybody get the chance to know January this month? It just went flew right by. I'm telling you, there is no such thing as time anymore. It's all just a flat circle. Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Oh, that's all right. I like that one. Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Let's see what this one is specifically about. Unlock your inner muse and let creativity soar. Immerse yourself in vibrant brush strokes, captivating sculptures, and awe-inspiring masterpieces that spark joy and ignite your imagination. Let's see. I was hoping that this was kind of like promoting heart health or something, but it just looks like it's just about art, which is fine too. Promoting art is always good. I'm a big fan of that. I would encourage you to maybe take in some art, maybe if you haven't in a while. And that doesn't have to be a painting or going to a museum. First off, we are all fortunate nowadays. We can go online and take virtual tours of a lot of the world's greatest museums and see some of the greatest paintings and things. But art is everything. If you feel like working on that vehicle you're refurbishing or something like that, go ahead and work on that. That's art. Feel like listening to some music, go ahead. We'll be doing that for you in a little bit. There's art everywhere in life. And another great way, especially this time of year, I think of inspiring yourself with art or enjoying some art, creating some art yourself. Nature. There is not a better artist in human history than Mother Nature. Take in, go for a walk at this weather we've got here. Get outside a little bit. It's Scotch Tape Day. Or my father's second favorite tool in his toolbox day, right next to duct tape. No, Scotch tape, sort of like Kleenex or Post-it notes. Scotch tape is one of those brand names that people use for some generic items, even when they aren't the official brand. In this case, the term for Scotch tape is typically just cellophane tape or some people call it magic tape. But no matter what it is called, the purpose of Scotch Tape Day is simply to celebrate and show appreciation for this amazing and helpful invention. What about the history of this? Scotch tape, Scotch brand tape started out with masking tape, which was invented by Richard Drew in 1925. This began the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, or 3M, company's start of manufacturing tape. Been around a long time. It's Eat Your Brussels Sprouts Day. Finish your meal. Finish all your vegetables. Eat your Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts aren't too bad. They're all right. There's a lot of great ways to prepare them. Unfortunately, all the ways that I like those or like broccoli aren't good for me. So, yeah, that doesn't really help. It is National Hot Chocolate Day. Some good stuff right there. Hot chocolate. I get to drink hot chocolate any time of the year, but we all know this is the best time of year for it. Even on days like this where it's not too bad out there, it's a good excuse to drink some hot chocolate. Enjoy. Do you have a way that you like your hot chocolate? Do you like with the marshmallows in there? Do you put other stuff in there? I know some people that like to use like a biscotti cookie in their hot chocolate. How do you like yours? How do you like it prepared? Do you have any, I know, especially in Wisconsin, there's people that've got family like recipes for hot chocolate and things like that. Share them with us, everybody. Love to hear them. 715-423-1055. And finally, as we wrap up our National Day of Calendar, it's National Backwards Day. Wait. So if it's National Backwards Day, does that mean that since this is the last one, this should be the start of the... I never understand these days. They're always confusing to me. National Backwards Day, the day where the world gets turned upside down and inside becomes out and madness becomes sanity. And the day becomes night, at least in concept. There's just too much seriousness in the air, and sometimes you really just have to bend all the rules and let it all hang out. I got no problem with that. And I completely agree with about it being too serious. And part of that is my fault. I'm one of the more serious people you will ever hear, and I'm working on that. National Backwards Day has a really long history, far older than the name of the holiday itself. In almost every culture, there came a time of year when all the societal rules got turned on their head. Rome had Centuria Day, a day where all social norms were turned on their head. Gambling was no longer forbidden, and the masters took the day serving their slaves at the high table. During no other time was free speech actually permitted, especially among slaves. And during Saturnalia, all manner of insult was allowed. So this isn't just from TV shows and cartoons and all that. This is actual history. We were really bored, people. Let's be honest here. We were really bored. We were just looking for things to do. I don't know. Let's try doing things backwards. Sound good? All right. Had some actual huge cultural impact, though. And especially once you give people a taste of freedom. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle once that's done. We're seeing similar things in, I think, not just in American history, but in human history. It's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting to hear how these things came about. Let's see. In terms of the date that we all know and celebrate today, though, this was created by Megan Emily Scott and Sarah Nicole Miller back in 1961. So still pretty old, even with that. On the 29th of January, they were thinking about making arts and crafts, but they were busy on Miller's family farm, milking cows. And they thought, well, wouldn't it be nice to be able to flip that, be able to do arts and crafts and not have to do to work that day? And it kind of started from there. But then, you know, looking into some history of this, where this was actually a thing we used to do back in the day. Pretty interesting. Got some kind of other interesting notes here. We're going to kick off our day with some requested stuff. This is for, let me make sure to get this right. Doreen. All right. I wanted to make sure I got it right. Doreen over in Nakusa. Doreen wanted to hear Ring of Fire from Johnny Cash. This was written by June Carter and Merle Kilgore. Kilgore wrote several other country hits, acted in a few movies, and became a manager for artists like Hank Williams. June Carter wrote the lyrics about her relationship with Johnny Cash. She felt being around Johnny was like being in a, quote, ring of fire. In her autobiography, according to Rolling Stones magazine's top 500 songs, June Carter wrote this song while driving around aimlessly one night, worried about Cash's wild man ways and aware that she couldn't resist him. Quote, there is no way to be in that kind of hell and no way to extinguish a flame that burns, 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 she wrote. Not long after hearing June's sister Anita's take on the song, Cash had a dream that he was singing it with mariachi horns. Cash's version became one of the biggest hits, and his marriage to June 4 years later helped save his life, according to Johnny. As he's quoted many times in his life, including after she passed away and a couple of days before he did. How that woman saved his life. Here is Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash. 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Love is a burning thing. Makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring. Thank you. love is sweet. When hearts like ours meet, I feel for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell
Legends 24/7.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers. You
You can run, you can hide, never let it inside. Keep living your life in the dark. Sooner or later, that gentle persuader is gonna catch up with your heart. Make you a dreamer, believer, believing in love. Right when a man's doing all that he planned, and he thinks he's got just what he needs, life will deliver a shot that will shiver him, driving him down to his knees. Make him start giving, living, living again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you. Your heart that talks you into staying where you are. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Out of the blue, she reaches for you, and you tell her you don't have the time. You move away fast, but you know it won't last, cause you can't get her off of your mind. Thoughts are burning, turning, they're turning around. How do you know when to stay or to go? And how do you know when it's real? You don't need a sign to make up your mind. You got your heart at the wheel. You wanna start sharing, caring again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into believing every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your heart.
From 105.5 FM.
Honey, they're bringing out a TV crew. They want to do a story about me and you. They'll be stringing up bright lights in the backyard. There'll be cameras on the shoulders. We'll be reading cue cards. Leave them long johns on the line. If the kids look dirty, that'll be just fine. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild. See my fair lane up on blocks, the holes in all our socks, talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Tell them about your mama and the bowling league. Tell them about Junior and his baseball team. I'll show them my 9-point buck on the wall. I'll blow a few times on my new duck call. Let them see old Blue, how he sleeps all day. We'll bring out the Elvis TV trays. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild over beans. famous. Yeah, our idea of a high class living is sitting on the porch on a cool night. Our champagne and caviar is an RC Cola and a moon pie. I'm talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous.
Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping out of town, and we'd love beneath the moonlight, on a blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from the bedroom, and we'll go walking once again.
This is Alan Jackson.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know they'll be held to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. In a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care. I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
How long of a night was it for that recording session between Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett recording It's 5 o'clock somewhere? Good one. Let's get into a little bit of country music news for you right about now. Luke Combs' new Nashville bar opens later this year, and now it's got a name. He's partnered with Opry Entertainment Group on it, and they're calling it Category 10, inspired by his first number one hit, Hurricane. Why Category 10? When he name-checks Category 5 storms in the song, he posted a video and said Cat 5 is the biggest, so they figured, why not double it? It'll be in the same place as the old Wild Horse Saloon that just closed down this month. They're planning to open it in stages, first this summer, and then they'll fully open it by the end of the year. You can go ahead and check that out on Luke's Instagram pages. He's got a bunch of stuff up of it. Chris Stapleton keeps popping up in our stories here. With the Super Bowl coming up next weekend, we got to thinking about how awesome Chris Stapleton's anthem was last year. And then when we found out that his wife, Morgan, was messing with him for weeks before, it made the performance seem a lot even better, even stronger. I want to let Chris speak for himself here on this subject.
My wife was messing with me. There's all these, obviously, videos of people messing up. So she would find, like, the people messing up the most, and she would send me those, like, like, don't be this guy. I was like, please don't send me this, because I'm going to get that in my head.
Yeah. Right.
And so she was just messing with me, you know, having fun that way.
I love that. I think that's hilarious. I mean, I don't know. Every couple's different, and everybody's going to be different. That's clearly how they get. That's how they do that, you know, and that's what they works for them. So I'm sure. And it turned out, it worked out really well for him and everything. You're about to perform in front of 150 million people worldwide. Cool. Here are a few videos, people absolutely bombing to calm your nerves. And that's what his wife texted him with these different videos of people just doing a horrible job with the national anthem. I think that's fine. She certainly knows her audience. She knows her husband. She knows that this isn't going to rattle him, or it's going to loosen him up maybe a little bit. Different people, like certain artists, that's the last thing that you would want to do with them is rock their confidence or anything like that. Other people, that's how they stay calm, is by people keeping them light, keeping them, you know, loose. And it worked out for him. I mean, he did a great job with it. Meanwhile, CBS Sports just put out a list of the best Super Bowl anthems, and Chris didn't crack the top 10. Only two country stars made the list, Faith Hill in 2000 at number 10, and Carrie Underwood in 2010 at number 6. Where would you put Chris's? Where would you rank any of these? What do you think of as the top? Where's the top of the list for you? Go ahead and let us know. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more as we get closer to the big game coming up. And finally, I thought this was interesting. Did you know that today is National Grammy Awards Day? Yeah, I didn't either. But if you care, the Grammy Awards are coming up this Sunday, and it feels like a good time to celebrate. And while country stars did get iced out of the main three categories this year, Jelly Roll is nominated for Best New Artist, which begs the question, who are the biggest country stars to never win a Grammy? Taste of Country broke it down for us, and here is a list. And here, biggest country stars to not win a Grammy, I think is a loose category. So I'd like to know actually like artists, best-selling artists that didn't. But just looking at this list, Dierks Bentley and Martina McBride are both 0 for 14. Eric Church and Jamie Johnson are 0 for 10. Blake Shelton is 0 for 8. Toby Keith, 0 for 7. Kenny Chesney, 0 for 6. Jason Aldean and Thomas Rhett are both 0 for 5. Rascal Flatts is 0 for 4. Luke Bryan is 0 for 0. He's never even been nominated for a Grammy. That is your big list right there. Now, it's not the same awards, but never, you know, Susan Lucci famously, you know, was nominated a billion times and didn't win until one award many, many years later. And I don't think it really messed with her career. And it doesn't seem to have slowed down any of those artists. So, yeah, awards are nice, but they're mainly something to give your parents. That's the way I've always looked at them. Winning an award is really cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, here you go, Mom and Dad. I've only won like a couple of things in my life, and my parents have all of them. No, I don't know. Notoriety from the recognition you get from your peers, I think, is what matters to a lot of artists. So that's probably where that comes in for them. We will take a time out. We'll come back. We got some good stuff on the way for you. We got a little bit of, let me see here, the George Strait, some Oak Ridge Boys, all kinds of good stuff coming up for you right here on West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop at 250 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We could see a little patchy fog right away this morning, then gradual clearing through the day, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. We'll get to 46 for a high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 28 tomorrow. It will be partly cloudy with a high right around 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Country Legends 24-7, 105.5.
Highway 101's Paulette Carlson on Country Legends 24/7.
When I wrote Nashville for Years, of course, when I moved to Nashville years and years ago, in my old rusty 69 Ford Galaxy, people had never seen such a rusted out old car. But I got a job almost right away, just a fluke, writing for the Oak Ridge Boys. And my first song that I wrote when I moved to Nashville was The Bed You Made For Me. And that was about an old boyfriend from Fargo, North Dakota. I had worked every club, I think, in Fargo for years, and Minneapolis. I worked in a dozen different bands. Can't remember half the names of them. But yeah, that was my first song I wrote when I moved to Nashville, and the one that got things going for the guys and myself in Highway 101.
Your side. Oh, was your line with you? Was it hard for you to speak? And did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? And did you tell her she was sleeping?
Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Hi, this is Carlene Carter on Country Legends 24/7. Does that mean I'm a legend?
it's happening too. Now you're back calling me with open eyes. What happened to the one you made with all that charm? You say it's gone, you're a long way, yeah, that's a shame. If you think real hard, I know you'll see just
Legends 24/7.
You know, I wouldn't care if I made $200 a week playing music in a bar somewhere. If I loved playing, I'd still play. So all this is just kind of like, I feel like I'm just lucky to have all the extra stuff go on. But at the same time, I think that it's the just reward for really hard work and a lot of years of hard work. And I think that if you do the music right and good, then this is kind of what's supposed to happen if you're doing your job right.
I've got two loves in my life now. A true love and one that's brand. I'm not really sure that I know how to love one until one year through. I can't sleep at night. I toss and I turn. I keep losing sight. Lessons I've learned. I'm standing at the crossroads with just one concern. Which brings
this was wrong. I didn't listen. Cause a heart only knows what feels right. Oh, I made to reach a decision and get on with the rest of my life. I can't sleep at night. I toss and I turn. I keep losing sight of lessons I've learned. I'm standing at the crossroads with just one concern: which bridge to cross, and which bridge to burn.
Yeah. Just 'cause everybody knows her name ain't big headed from a little bit of fame.
One and only Faith Hill, Mississippi Girl on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. We're out of here for today. We'll meet you back here tomorrow and get you ready for a great Thursday. Big shout out to all of you for listening and our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
The Cowboy Union Jam meets at McMillan Memorial Library every second Wednesday of the month from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Come on down and listen to area musicians playing traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel music. That's every second Wednesday of the month from 1 to 3. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.